Video game life for me doesn't always have to be Battle Royale. It could be something else besides landing on an island and being the most dominant player at the end, airlifted out over the cries and screams of dozens of other people. Now, sometimes you have to go in a different direction, and that's why I've been playing Power Wash Simulator. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Daniel Boyd, Jeff Atwood, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. Now, when you hear the three words, Power Wash Simulator, your initial thoughts might be pretty simple. That sounds dumb. That sounds weird. Why would you spend any time with it? How exactly does it simulate power washing? What's going on here? Why is this anything, and why are you spending time on it? Let's work backwards. I'm playing it because my Xbox Game Pass has a variety of free games that will download every month. Power Wash Simulator was one of them, and I decided to try it. Is it all about power washing? Yes, it's definitely got a major power washing component, but it's many other things besides that. It's an epic tale of corruption in a small town. It's a zen exercise of repetitive actions combined with just enough high-level thinking to solve the problems at hand. And for a person like myself, who is in some way either addicted or strongly drawn to repetitive tasks with a clear and defined goal, it's a really relaxing fidget toy that I can play with. You have a bunch of controls at your disposal. Obviously, you can get this power wash nozzle. You're in a room, a place, either a garage or outside at a house or a parking lot or an amusement park, and there is a filthy, covered in mess item in front of you. This item usually looks pretty simple, but actually contains dozens and dozens of named components. Don't just think of it as a motorcycle, but think of it as a motorcycle that has wheels and struts and engine parts and tubes and wires, all of them covered in muck. And then with your power nozzle, which is configurable in so many ways, its angle of attack, the different nozzle types, the power of the stream, you clean this filthy object. Now, it's using some sort of math calculation, an angle calculation. So if things are in front of other things, there will literally be muck behind where the blocking thing is, so that you have a semi-sense of reality. You have to move around, crouch, try to attack from different angles as you remove the dirt. And there's also a variety of cleaning fluids you can have, where you install a nozzle that has a tank, and you can have a wood cleaner, a metal cleaner, an all-purpose cleaner. That's too much for me. That's for people who are trying to get to the end as soon as possible. I'm not going there. I'm in it for the quiet, beautiful experience of rhythmically removing dirt from a simulated surface. At the core of Power Washer is a visualization of the process of cleaning, where there are percentages. As you spray the water across whatever object or location it is, there are percentages for the entire item, as well as the individual surface, part, or component that you are interacting with. There are achievements to unlock. There are plot points that come across from people texting you, where you realize there's an entire other story happening in the town this is all going on with. This game is functionally an adventure. Not quite an RPG. You only have the stats of your tool, your power washer, and its components. But there is definitely a plot. I wasn't sure where I was going to be with this particular game. I have seen simulators, gas station, convenience store, farm. None of them appealed to me because they felt like resource management. Resource management is a wonderful game genre, but I start to burn out on different numbers and trying to negotiate that decision tree of doing this takes away from that and focusing too much in this direction will starve out another. Clearly, my time with wargaming in the 1960s and 70s wouldn't have lasted very long. I love the fact that this machine, this program that beats underneath the heart of Power Wash Simulator, is pretty well made. It keeps track of where the different water streams are going, and it shows numbers going down, along with references to what needs to be done, and the ability, from a list of parts, to highlight, that is, make blink, anything you've missed. There's a sense that this game went through iterations of user interface, and it asked itself, is it possible, after the initial feeling of washing things with a power washer, what will make the game still be a pleasure to play 10, 20, 30 levels in? Oh yes, there are dozens of items that need washing in the world of Muckington. There are cars and motorcycles, there are houses and cathedrals, there's a miniature golf course, and there's a fountain and a skate park, all with their own expressions of the environment, of the places they are, with people paging you and giving you the backstory about the place you are, along with events happening elsewhere in the town. And then there's just me and a power washer. There are so many times in my life where I would find myself in a location, a place that had some level of discombobulation, confusion. There would be parts scattered everywhere, and there would be a clear system of some sort of way that things were obviously supposed to be arranged, and just people hadn't gotten back to it, and entropy had won the day. Papers scattered, devices out of their holder, computers, boxes, and other items unstacked. And I have felt this compelled need, this urge to make things right. When I was younger, I used a lot of it with computers, organizing and reorganizing files that I had downloaded, quantifying things that I had found, making bulletin board system lists, making lists of different programs, making compilations for friends. And naturally, when HTML and the World Wide Web came along, that was a symphony waiting for me to write. To learn the relatively small amount of HTML tags and start watching them get rendered inside of browsers, learning all those tricks of making things centered and looking like different styles of typography and arrangement. It was, and still is, this Zen experiment, this moment where it's just me and calmness and a clear and present goal to leave things a little better than how I found them. In my earlier years, when my childhood and teen years were chaos, fixing things, making them better, putting them away and making an area come alive again with potential, with a sense of welcoming and openness, was how I found escape. I don't have much to escape from anymore, but I do know that when the night hours come, when a sense of wanting to play a game that isn't about shooting, that isn't about violence, jumping from place to place and ruining other people's games and coming out on top, I move to Power Wash Simulator. That's where I live now. And like I hope I've been in so many other places, I'm trying to leave it better than how I found it. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Bekoyanu, Mark Pilgrim, Ernie Hershey, Michael Rubin, Dileep Reddy, Sean Kelly, Trixie the Cat, Martin, Symbionts, and Anonymous, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere, who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. The game is called Power Wash Simulator. It's a well-made game that's available on Steam, on many different platforms, and I encourage people who may not have tried a fidget spinner-like game, a Zen garden with a rake handed to you and not much else, to try it. I wouldn't want it to be my entire gaming diet, and I'm at a loss for where in a regular meal this would sit. It's not quite dessert. It's definitely not a main course. Maybe we'll just call it a pleasantly chunky soup. Easy to understand, occasionally surprising flavors, and a sense of being full at the end.